What's your name?
Robert Titus.
Where are you from?
From Nenana. I was born and raised in Nenana till I was about 19, something like that. Then I marry my wife, yeah, and I make my home in Minto, where my wife's home is. We started left there since then. We started have families here, and has been living here since. So,
what's the name of this first story?
Well, I just call it the Birch Bark, and I seen bone arrows. Because I seen it. Birch bark, because some people were still using birch bark for plate, buckets, everything. When I was a young man, pretty small. And everybody, when people used to move around, make their living, and they even have wooden shovel, all those things people use. The people were still packing bow and arrows. Them days, in my young days, I seen my father pack bow and arrows. I even see some men pack spear, one side and a rifle one side. They pack spear because they might run into bear too close, and they, but for protection they pack them spears. It's a big spear. It could kill bear and everything. I seen that. I seen them go out and they pack this bow and arrows. Sometimes they don't want to shoot the big rifle, they take rabbits, chicken, those small animals with it. You could see them shoot a bow and arrow, they can knock a, you could stick a match up about 50 yards away and they'll hit that little stick of match. That's how good they used to shoot the bow and arrows, because I see them do it. I seen one old man about 80, 90 years old. And I told him, Grandpa, I said, shoot that rabbit. He said, no, he said, not them, Grandpa, shoot that rabbit. Okay, he said, he didn't say okay, he said, yes, in our language. He took a bow and arrow out, he said, just watch his head, watch his eye mostly, he told me. So I just watched that thing and threw a thick brush. He said, this old man told me, he said, he's only got very small place through the brush to get that rabbit. So when he let this arrow go, he hit that rabbit right in the eye. That's how good that them people used to shoot bow and arrows. So next I'll tell about the birch bark basket, because, everybody used some birch bark. They use it for buckets, melt snows, and a tent when they move around. And they use it for plate, they even eat in plate. Use it for plate, and they had dishes, but sometimes they just take that and use them. They keep different things in it, and then they have birch bark canoes. Everybody uses birch bark canoes. They have a canoes called woman canoes. It's a big canoe, about 20 feet long, it's about 18 feet long. 18 to 20 feet long anyway, big canoes. And a man's canoe is just about 15, 16 feet. That's a man's canoe, birch bark canoes. That's the kind that they use. And they make their own paddles. They make their own little poles to paddle up stream when it's a shallow, swift place. And a canoe can pack about, but near a whole moose, one of them little canoes. Of course, the big canoes could pack a whole moose easy. Two persons in one of them woman canoes. They move around. They used to move from Minto all the way up to out to Lake Minto. That's about 150 miles paddle. They camp here and there to get out to their fishing and hunting ground. That's where they do that, because they look for animals, moose and different things and fish to put away for the winter. For white fish and different little fish. But the real big salmon, they catch that on the Tenenai River. That's why they still on the Tanana River. And even from way up Tanana across, northway in them places, people used to come down on the with a canoe from way up in there, go all the way to Tanana. Used to be called Fort Gibbon. There used to be a trading post there. They used to get the gunpowder, an ammunition, the cap, they used for mass looters. That's what they went down to get. Or they sell their fur that time, about maybe in June, July. They go down, take them maybe 2-3 months to go down and back up there. They mostly paddle all the way down from, I think, from way up around Tanana crossing way. And then they go up to Salt Jacket, they call. Maybe they throw their canoe away there. They would go across country with a pack. That's how those people used to come. My mother used to tell me, they used to, Tanana cross people come, next village come, they all gather up. Another bunch join them as China. Another bunch will be gathered from Nenana, Wood River. All those places used to be a real big village. And when they all gather up down around about Tolavana, the river is just full of them. You couldn't see the so many of them coming down the river. You see, you'll think it's a big drift. Oh, maybe they're way around. Then maybe they're mile wide or something like that. When my mother told me the story, he said one time he said he see them line up across the river 4 or 5 times. Canoes right together on the Tanana River. Tanana River is about 5-6. Maybe 1,000 yards across. That's a long ways across that Tanana River. My mother said they seen people put canoes together like that all the way across, and it's 4, 5, 6 times. See, that's how many people. It takes a lot of canoes to gather all the canoes together like that. Now, when they start. In the fall, they get their salmon to go out from, like they move to Minto, and then they stay there, they catch the fur, when it freeze up, they wait till the fish through the ice, and they go out, get a little more meat. They put it wherever they hunt, they make high cash for it. Sometimes they make a little cabin like, they put their meat there so it'll hide. They don't put it on the ground, so it'll keep. He'd leave it there till winter time. In winter time, they go haul it. So men go out to get them. And about, I'll say about January or any time around in the fall after it freeze up good, they move. When they was to catch fish in the fall, they move out about in October, maybe January. They start moving out to where there's fur, where they can catch fur. And they go out, they move there, they move a little way, a little more. That's where they used to move with the dog team. They put up a camp, they'll sit there maybe all week, maybe 10 days, maybe more. Because they hunt right from their camp. They trap with wooden, I don't know what type of the wooden fall, huh? That's the chaff. The timber fall, they call it, catch animals with. They get a trap, regular wooden trap they put up. They can catch bear, they can catch marten. They can catch lynx, they can catch beaver, anything in them there. Regular, it's different way to set them for different animals. Those traps I'm talking about. They have for different animals, that time, just about then, people used to come in, I mean traders used to be on the river. Like Tanana was the first place a trader was put up a store, I think. That's why I was talking about back in my story there, when people used to come down from Tanana across those places, they go down to that place called Fort Gibbon, Tanana. That's where they used to buy their ammunition. And people from all over do that about every summer to get their gunpowder and stuff. People didn't eat no white man grub that time. Maybe they did because only tea and sugar, that's all was to buy in the stores that time, because I know that they never got, my mother told me they didn't get those other grub, like canned stuff. They don't get them because it's too hard to get back home. They have to do a lot of packing to get those. So they mostly buy tea, tobacco, gunpowder. That's mostly they buy that time. Maybe they buy a little clothes. When the clothes start coming up in different stores, you know, like how close they were. The dress I'm talking about was mostly people wear was moleskin clothes. Made moleskin pants, some got moleskin coat. Oh, it's pretty. It's warm too. Some is fur clothes, special made for outdoors. You could go out in 50, 60 below, and they still use all them fur clothes, tent, have all made out of skins. That's all the kind they use. They never use those clothes we wear right now, because they'll freeze in them. And I remember when I was a big boy, I used to go out 30 below and camp out. A lot of times I camp out in my days when I go out for hunt, you know, trapping and hunting. Because I remember when I was first trapping when I was a boy, about 14 years old. It's about 1923 I started trapping. And I remember when I used to go out, any place it'd get dark, I just put the brush under and put a nice place to sit down. Just my coat, that's all I got. Little lunch. That's all, sit by fire all night. Sleep, wake up all night. And that's a good sleep right there. 50 below. No, not 50, I camp out 40 below. That's the coldest I think I camp out. But I had to know the way. When people used to move out like that, they stay out all winter till April. And they come back to the country where they hit the water. You know, they make canoes there and then they paddle home back to their village. Maybe way out right there, there's way up Tolvana River someplace. People around there used to make, when they come to the river or Chattanooga someplace, they make canoes there. And you go all the way back to their home in Minto. You all come out right there. The creeks or river, they come there and they make, and the springtime come, water come, they sit there and then they make canoes. Birch bark canoes. They got lots of things they've been hunting for. And they get all that and they paddle home, back to Minto, their village, their own village. And then they settle there again for all summer again. Until they went in about June, they start to go to place to your trading posts. They all gather up with the fur they catch all winter. That's the way they used to get their supplies. Right now, of course, you go to Safeway. And it's really, really too easy right now. You just have to go into the store and pick out what you want on the shelf. Just get that and it's already cooked. Gee, that's too easy right now. Them days I talk about, that's not easy. fella had to be trained for to live like that. If I were to live that life again right now, I don't think I could stand it. Nobody would. These people was trained for it. Now back before my days was just well I see them still running in the morning, the young fellas. No young boys couldn't sleep when everybody getting up. Because the family just make them get up and they'll have to run out. In the morning before breakfast, they'll have to run maybe a mile, 2 miles before they get their breakfast. You have to be well trained for that because you have to grow like that in order to keep so they're in shape. In case the enemies come, you know they could outrun those enemies and save their other tribe in different villages or other to save lives. Like that's what they were trained for, to get away from the other people, their enemies. That's why they were trained. They were so trained to put bow and arrows too. They could knock a bird down that's flying with bow and arrows. And that's how they used to train their kids. And they used to train them how to get up in the morning and they know where their clothes is handy, so if the war starts or anything, their mother will just grab their clothes to their father, just give their father that clothes right away. They know where their clothes is. Soon as if they get up late at night, they were really ready for it. See, that's the way I never seen it, but that's why I understood the story. You was had to be trained. Even the women had to be trained to keep their wife and their children with all those handy, to keep things handy like that. And how to try to get out early in the morning, go out a little ways, and listen, you could hear the enemies coming or things like that. Oh, they were just really trained for things like that. Because that time you don't know who will come around and start war. That's what it used to be. So there's a lot more stories, but you just tape of yours get me kind of hurry in my story, and I'm just cutting off in places like. So I think the old people, I'll tell back about the old people again. I seen these old people where my days about, when I was about 6-7 years old, I remember pretty good because I seen these old people, they were still like this young people have long hair, and mustache, big mustache, and those young fellas right now, this is 1973, and I seen these people around 1917. I see them, they were still wearing it, but it's those old people that was about 50, 60, 70 years old, they were still using the same way this young people right now. Just the old people was like that. But mostly the young people had mustaches right across. Yeah, all the young people had was carrying mustaches. And that way, until the people used to get nice haircut, not even one hair on their face or anything, because they shave. And then not too long ago, that started up again with all that long hair. Nowadays, you couldn't tell between a woman and a man. I'm talking about just like that. Way back, it used to be that way. So getting like, but it's a different life right now. This I'm talking about is where you see nothing but brush. You live out in the woods. Right now you just see nothing but cars, airplane, and all you have to do is push a button to get your breakfast now. I'm talking about hard times a long time ago, where my old people used to make a living. They used to even mostly women's work that time, because men do all the hunting and trapping. They have no time to come back and work for yourself in daytime. Unless you have to take special day off to make slits or something around the home, do homework, you have to take day off. And other times you're out all the time. So in the rest between, women have to look after everything. That's the way I seen it in my own day. So there's a lot of more stories I could tell, but...
Do you know how you could build a birch bark canoe? Could you explain that
to me? No, I seen a birch bark canoe not too long ago, about 19... What was 40, eh? You make that canoe. That's my... our old man over here, he was the one that made the last birch bark canoe. It's up there in Fairbanks at the museum now. He was the one to make that. My wife here helped sew the sides, put it together. Her and three or four women, my mother-in-law, my stepfather-in-law, he was the one to make that birch bark, you know. I seen it. And I had one my own one time like that, when I was a big boy. I had one of the birch bark canoes. I hunt and everything in there. A lot of time I had bow and arrows too, myself.
You made it?
No, my father did. My father made my arrow. But that's, I get the rabbits with it once in a while. But I wasn't as slick as the old timers. But once in a while I get a rabbit with them. Arrows. That's the way it was. And the birch bark, you know, I'm talking about. It was real. It's better than those canoes you get right now in the store. Those you could just stop and all you have to do is go back and let's get a pitch and pitch it up. If not, if you got a fat, you could. You know how to pitch it up with fat too, if your canoe loose. Even now you can do that with a canoe. You could fat and just put grease or fat on it, it'll stop leaking. See? And I like to tell a story about how you could about cooking out, and you like to hear that too? But when I talk about camping out in the 40 blue, when I go out, I don't pack nothing to eat. Maybe enough for one meal I pack. I pick back tea and sugar, a little can to make tea in, a cup. But when sometime I get caught one, two nights out, I have to go to get a rabbit, chicken, maybe get a moose. I get that and cook that. And how I cook it is, get a stick, or take a stick about 2 feet, 2 feet and a half, 3 feet long, make a sharp both sides, so it'll go on the ground, and the other end will, so you could put the meat on it, and you cut the meat about an inch thick, all the way through, and put a stick across, so it'll stretch out, and just set it by the fire there, keep turning it around, barbecue the pizza. Meat. You can do that with a fish, you can do that with dry fish, or any whole fish, you can cook. You're right by a campfire, hanging down. Some got rope or something, they could hang it down and have make a place up in the air so that thing will hang down. You'll have to touch it with a stick once in a while, that thing will keep turning. And it'll be just cooked, it'll get nice and brown, it's good. It's even now, a lot of us do that, go out and have picnic in the summertime. Even now, wintertime, we can go out and have a picnic, and a lot of us take that meat we get, maybe from store, we barbecue our meat like that. And that's the kind of, that's the way I used to camp out and eat on night time. I don't have to pack no sandwiches and stuff. Even right now, I wouldn't pack that sandwich. I'd rather pack the way I mean, I cook a little piece of meat by fire, and I enjoy that better than the sandwich. And I think I could make more mileage with that than a sandwich. So a sandwich, you eat too much of it, you get you lazy too. So we don't want to get too far with that. I don't say sandwich is no good. I don't say that. But I mean, what I mean is, it's too easy to get. When I say you can all have to get it off the shelf and it's all ready. Yeah, that's good ways to go out and camp out and just live. And I still like that because I was born and raised like that. My kids, they don't know nothing about it, and they'd rather be town or live on this white man stuff. That's all they like. They like to get used to that. But me, I don't care for it. I'd rather go back to my old days and live that way. Well, you want me to tell about the same story over again? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Well, I can try and... I could tell it in my story, but I forget what I'll forget. I'll leave some out, but anyway, I'll try. It's talking about my story as a bow and arrow and birch bark I started with. Well, birch bark is keich. Treich keich is canoe. And tootsak is birch bark basket. Only the thing I want to say in English again is if we lift the birch bark baby basket. I was in one of them. I had one of them.
Yeah.
No, I talk English because I left that part out. I was raised in that until I was big enough to walk. And that's how much I used that basket. They used that for kids because kids is, they don't get hurt. They don't, bones don't break and they're well safe in that basket. They have place to put for them night time. They put them on the side where mama sleep, like in a tent they don't use bed. They have camp out or some place to put, special place where they camp, so they don't tip, you know, the basket, don't fall over with them. They sleep good like that. They have tin something over their head that's meat special for that, goes with the basket, see? So they don't smother like that. Now I'll start my language. You get to tatl. Tusnaye means tatl, that baby basket. Then tie it like a nest canister. And I can see nested. Turn out la hula. You go down to highest in it. You get to tata, taha down to this. God did ta hua. Lots of chalk till tats la hua chalk down is it. Kahide deck. Well, hot the next hotel, a day a highland hotel, to hold on. Cotton, I touch a tatanic. You go down, Danny, like nine each day, that's in a letter, that's a bad to trust no hoila. Honolago Yanta, Bahada cotton in a tiny tacna, Bahada cotton a child. In a you go. Christmas, New Year, to right now today is a hot dog. You go any place, you go, go to the night. You get your night. You go to Nanunu Yaholan, Hainadan Ho, on that tenner. Hogo, Labanachte, the night go, Halko, you go, Baba. The Nege, you could be taking a hot tub high, a touch, a little car, the hard answer. You could چرده چقای خانه خلاط نختلای خیا عده یو قال آنلت یکی نختلیش کویگو حیات خانه تا یوگو سنت وقتا حیل آلت یکو جاتا یک توات کبن وقتی نولا نوشلا غای نوشلا غایلا چقای خوایلا یک آنونا حاد ده یوگو پار گن پار یکس که داشت I don't know how to call that in my language. So I'll just say it's a gunpowder, ammunition, maybe tea, coffee, a hoyoka yadana had a dicta, san. And some that time is you go die on here, you go to Hansa. Тай тахнала таян ина хайла энэлти гүчэл хай богат нэгнэ талкадлия right this part I'll put out in English again. When they used to go trading like that, they used to take call big chiefs. They got a lot of this fellas, they say, well, you know, your headmans, they have a lot of money to pay this young fellas, you know. So they hire maybe 3 or 4 guys special with them to go separate. So this chief, he'll get his supply from down Tanana, and this people he hire will haul his stuff back. When they throw away their canoes, they start go over the country, these young fellows will pack their supplies back.